Okay, so I just read off the screen. Day zero, interview one. Hey, is there a reason I'm reading all this out? Seems like something you should be doing. Having me read the interview questions and answer them helps you keep track of cognitive and neurological side effects. So what, you're afraid this shit might make me forget how to read? Fuck, what did I sign up for? You need the money. You need the money. Okay, moving on. I acknowledge that I have read and agreed to all disclaimers, waivers, and policies associated with this criminal trial. Violating the terms of any of these agreements renders them void. I will receive no monetary compensation, and B-Tech Medical Research may seek damages based on the nature of the breach of contract. We good? Okay, so first question. How many hours a week do you devote to work and or school? A lot. Probably 70 hours if I'm being conservative. Yeah, it is a lot. And I'm in my final year of a computer science degree, and I'm supporting myself working for a tech startup. I'm in quality insurance, but basically it's a paid internship. I'm learning things, but I'm making industry connections in theory anyway. Next question. How many hours a week do you spend on personal responsibilities such as household chores or personal appointments? 20, 30 maybe? How many hours a week do you spend purely on recreational activities? What's that even? Okay, serious answer? Maybe 10 or 12, depending on if I have the whole day off and I don't spend catching up on sleep. Whatever, moving on. How often do you engage in leisure activities with friends? I mean, I talk to classmates between classes or when we're working on group projects. Every week on payday, I go to a bar with some people from work. That's about it. Do I currently have a romantic or sexual partner? Wow, getting kind of personal here. The answer is no. I don't see why that matters. Well, if you must know, it's been about 14 months since my last relationship ended. No, I don't do casual hookups. Because I'm not a cheap slut. Maybe I have some self-respect. I'm not going to just go to bed with some random stranger. Plus, I'm busy. I'm trying to start a career and finish my degree. Guys can wait. Are we moving on now? Read the following statements. After each statement, say if you strongly disagree, disagree, neither, agree or disagree, agree or strongly agree. Great, one of these. I often find myself overthinking situations. Yeah, agree. I get in my own head, sure. Who doesn't, right? I regularly use sex to manage stress? Nope, disagree. Weird question. I consider myself naturally submissive. What the fuck? Some questions are worded to provoke an emotional response. Well, consider me fucking provoked. Strongly disagree. I wish someone else would make my decisions for me. Strongly disagree. I may overthink choices and feel overwhelmed, but I don't want to give up my freedom. My body, not my brain, is my greatest asset. No. My brain and I always don't get along, but I love it. This container, it's in it so often, in soft in places. I'd rather not be soft, not my greatest asset. That's it. Thank God. So what's next? Just take one of these pink little pills every day for the next 30 days and then come back here for the next interview? Yeah, okay, here goes nothing. Fingers crossed, I guess. See you next month. Is the recording going? Okay, so just start whenever I'm ready. Day 30, interview 2. Okay, what's first? Right, have I noticed any change in feelings of stress or anxiety? Yeah, I have absolutely noticed a difference. It's like this weight set was lifted. Things seem simpler and less complicated. Oh, you know what I mean. Just, I don't know, I'm less bothered by stuff. I was worrying all the time before, but now, like, the sense of importance got turned down on so many things. Everything just feels more doable. Doable. Sorry, yeah, what else? Have I experienced any changes in my work or personal life? Yeah, I have. I actually cut back hours at work. I'm hanging out with friends more. Also, I'm seeing someone. His name is Jeff. We met at this bar when I was going out with some friends. He's smart and cute and funny and hot and nice and so fucking sexy. I just want to sit on his. Sorry, I'm just excited to have someone. I was in a real dry spell, as you know, so dry. There may have been cobwebs. Question three: have I noticed any physical changes? Like what? Oh, like drug side effects? Okay. So you know how some antidepressants make it so you can't, finish? Nope, it's the complete opposite. I feel so much more sensitive now. Not like overwhelmed, but things feel way better than they used to. I don't know, maybe I just forgot how good sex feels. Also, I like definitely lost some weight, but not lost it. Like my tummy is definitely less squishy. My love handles are gone, but my boobs are bigger. It was subtle, so for a bit I thought I was bloating, but I've definitely gone up almost a full cup size. I'm not even wearing a bra right now because I don't have anything that fit right, and with the sensitivity issue I mentioned, and tight bras get very distracting. And I'm wearing leggings because my jeans are too tight. Yeah, my waist shrunk, but my hips and thighs didn't. I went from chubby to thick with a C. And my skin is clear and my hair has been growing more. Should I be concerned? Like, I know this all sounds crazy. Oh no, my boobs and butts are bigger than ever, and my skin and hair are beautiful, and it feels like a whole fireworks show when I come. Is this normal? Some redistribution of body fat? I guess that sounds right. Chemically similar to biotin, like hair, skin, and nails vitamins? Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I guess I was coming off a long dry spell sexually, so things are about to feel more intense. Yeah, that makes sense. Wow, thanks. I was a little concerned there. I mean, if there's going to be side effects, I guess these are the good ones. So, the multiple choice. I often find myself overthinking situations. Nope, I say neither agree or dis nor disagree. I was definitely thinking too much just now, but I'm a lot better than before. I regularly use sex to manage stress. Neither agree nor disagree. I mean, I'm definitely having sex regularly, super regularly, but I don't know if I'd say that's how I release stress. Whoa, what the fuck was that? I'm not gonna disregard that slide. That was fucking porn. Part of another study? What study involves a butt-naked, big-titty slut crawling on all fours, led but on a leash by a guy with the biggest cock I've ever seen? A survey of sexual preferences and behaviors? I don't know. I think someone forgot to link their browser history. Not cool. Whatever. You know what? I'm really kind of uncomfortable. Just, I don't know. Email me the other questions or something. I really don't want to be here now. Yeah, keep taking the pretty pink pills. Be back next month and get your shit together, nerds. So, did you miss me? I missed you. Hope you've been thinking about me. Sorry. Day 60, interview 3. So, what do you want me to know, handsome? I'm all yours. Oh my god, you're so serious. Okay, you want to start the physical changes? Yeah, I'm thinking you want to get physical with me. I'm teasing, relax. Well, I'll look different from last time, obviously. Like, I got this cute skirt. It's not too short, is it? Like, you can't see my whole pussy when I sit like this, can you? Made you look. I'm wearing panties, perv. Oh, well, I thought I was. Whoopsie. Anyway, I got this adorable tank top which shows off the absolute Grand Canyon of cleavage I've got now. Careful you don't fall in. You might get lost. Well, part of you could get lost in there. You don't think so? It's always the shy science nerds that are packing. Why is that? Oh, you should do a study on that. I would make a great assistant for that study. Fine. I can be serious too. But yeah, like I mean, dude, there have been some physical fucking changes. I started taking those pills, and like 2 months later, I've got big honking bonkaroos, an itty bitty waist, a fat dump truck ass, and more thigh meat than a KFC. Oh, I didn't dye my hair like this. It's blonde now. Listen, you don't need to see all that. Say all that corporate PR speak about unintended side effects or whatever. I'm not stupid. I can clearly see what's going on here. It's positive thinking, dude. Yeah, like before this, I was all sad and pudgy and working too hard and not getting laid, like at all. But then I took the pills and I felt better, more confident. I met a guy and I felt sexy. And I thought of myself as sexy. I believed I was sexy. And then because the mind like imitates the body and stuff, my body turned all sexy. Like I visualized being this hot fucking badass bitch, then I manifested. That's just psychology, dude. But yeah, I know you gotta write down whatever happens, even if the pill wasn't directly responsible. Man, I'd love to see the commercial for this stuff that get if it gets listed in the side effects. Side effects may include big, huge umami milkies, thicker than a Snickers, and a bomb-ass pussy syndrome. Okay, back to serious. Changes in my personal life? Well, I decided to take a year off of school before I finish my degree. Figure I'll travel to Europe or whatever, see Paris, Rome, London, fuck a guy named Javier, and fuck a girl named Yvette, that sort of thing. Oh, Jeff. Yeah, we broke up. Yeah, we were at some party and it was super dull and he was talking to these boring ass people about whatever. So I went to get myself a drink and there's this guy and he said I had a really nice rack and I was like, that's so sweet. Because I was wearing this new top and nobody was talking about my boobs. Anything, one thing led to another and the next thing you know, Jeff's leaving me because he walked in on me getting Eiffel Towered by these two really nice guys. So yeah, he was just really controlling and jealous all the time, so I guess I'm a free agent now. I don't think I even believe in mahogany or whatever. Why get tied down by one guy? I can get tied down by a different guy every night if I want. Oh, yeah. Nothing. Let's keep going. It's more questions right now, right? I often find myself overthinking in situations. Nope. No thinking here. Overthinking? I mean, I still think, strongly disagree. Yeah. I regularly use sex to manage stress. Strong. Super strong. So fucking strong. My God. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm so good at managing stress with sex. Even the stress of people I'm having sex with. They can just pump all their stress into me, fill me up with it, cover me with it. Stress, I mean. And the little pink pill makes all that stress vanish. I consider myself naturally submissive. So submissive. Oh, yes, I'm daddy's good little subby princess. So good. So obedient for daddy. I mean, yeah, strongly agree. Yes, stronger. Getting so much stronger. I am frequently overwhelmed. So close to being completely overwhelmed by decisions. Yeah, I mean, no, I don't worry about big decisions anymore. I do what feels right. Disagree strongly. Stronger and stronger. I have to confess something. I've got these toys. This guy I'm seeing later thought it'd be so hot if I wore this plug in my ass and this toy in my pussy, and they vibrate. He has the remote, and he really seems to want me to come, so. Oh, fuck. I can't resist my touching myself anymore. You're like a science guy. Medical stuff is normal for you. You've probably seen so many pussies and big, huge tits, slutty coming whores, right? So it's no big deal if I fuck my wet little pussy here. Fuck. And it's okay with me if you're that your cock's hard. It's totally normal. You're a professional, just observing. Observing a big titty bimbo, a submissive slut fucking herself. Oh, watch this. You ever recorded a self nipple sucking for science? Make sure you report the side that side effects include getting off by sucking my own nipples. They're so fucking sensitive. Everything is so sensitive. And look how my skirt is up around my waist and my top is below, down below my titties, basically naked in front of you. It's so much harder that you're just sitting there with your hard cock in your pants watching me. When you jerk your cock like, please think of me. Think of me when you come. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, fuck. No, please stop. Well, I should get going. And, I left a bottle on the chair and some on the floor. Sorry. Same time next month? Okay, bye. Said I couldn't be naked at her Halloween party, and I told her she's the dumb bitch. Actually, because firstly, I wasn't naked. I had a cat ears and kitty paw gloves and a collar with a bell and a butt plug with a kitty tail and heels. And B, I can't wear anything else because cats don't wear clothes. And two, I can wear heels because they make my ass look nicer. And that is why her boyfriend and his friends had been over at that table in the first place, so they could see my ass better. Anyway, that explains why I didn't make it to the science place yesterday. And also, who those three guys were that you saw leaving when you got to my apartment. You're already recording? You bad boy, why didn't you tell me? And it's okay if I stay in my robe, right? I just like being comfy and free at home. Sometimes I forget I'm naked and I'll answer the door like that. I see a lot of delivery guy boners. So, oh right, day, a lot of days. Wow, 91, that's so much. Day 91 interview, the last one, right? Yeah, 4. Okay, what you wanna know? Yeah, my body's so yummy, right? These titties are tittying, the booty's bootylicious, the hair is flawless, and the pussy is pretty and a little and pink in the middle. Wow, the whole body feels so good. I can even come from having my titties played with. Titty gasm. Ooh, and look. I've got them pierced, and I have pretty shitty rings for them, because I was like, what's better than big-ass titties? Shiny titties. And oh, I pierced my pussy, too, see? I didn't want Kitty to get jealous. Pretty titties and pretty kitty. I don't think my butt or boobs are getting any bigger. At first that made me sad, but like I had to get new bras a lot because they kept changing size every week. Now I get new bras because they're cute. What else? Oh, sure. I've been up to lots of stuff. I was at the store buying these really tall heels and a nurse costume for a date I had. And I met this really nice lady who also had big titties. And we started talking. And she told me about this place she works where guys just throw money at you for being pretty and dancing. That was so much funner than my dumb computer job. So I started doing that. And also this other girl who works there showed me how to make money online. Guys will give you so much money if you just do fun stuff for the camera. So that's work. Super fun. Boyfriend? Yeah, I've got lots of boyfriends. I had 3 boyfriends last night. And I have the club manager boyfriend. And I have a Sunday boyfriend. And sometimes I have girlfriends, too. Mercedes, that's the girl from the club that showed me internet stuff. Sometimes for girlfriends for the camera. But also sometimes just for fun. Oh, and this one time I had a girlfriend and a boyfriend at the same time. And he called me a unicorn. Isn't that beautiful? So pretty and magical. So yeah, that's me. Oh, it's question time. But reading all this stuff makes me feel sad. You have pictures? That's so smart and nice. Okay, so first one is sad lady in an ugly suit and she got her head in her hands. Oh, too much thinking, right? Yeah, I used to do that super sad face. Next one is sad lady taking, hey, it's my pretty pink pills. Happy face, those pills are magical. They took all away those sad thoughts and now I'm full of, I do know, happy bubbles. Last one, am I doing good? I like being a good girl for you. This one is the sad lady, but oh, she's happy now, and she got big titties and ass, and she's naked and crawling, and a really hot guy has a leash on her. That feels so good. Super happy face. Well, that's exactly what happened to me. These pills are great. You smart sciencey guys think up so much cool stuff. And dumb girls ignore you. But I'm a dumb girl, and I won't ignore you. You deserve a reward for everything you do. That reward is me. Oh, there goes my little robe. You can see it all. I'm all naked and needy and on my knees, crawling for you like a good little bimbo slut. So you should show me that nice, hard, smart guy cock. Oh, yum. I was right about you. You were hiding a big one. Big ones need lots of extra love and kisses all over your yummy shaft. And then yummy big balls. And it needs licks all over it. Lots of warm, sloppy love. Whatever it takes to get all wet and slippery. So you can slide up between my big titties. Of course you can fuck my titties, silly. They're titties. Like, what else are you gonna do with them? There you go. Get this hard, big dick between my huge milkies. And I can still give you your nice big dick lots of sloppy kisses. They feel so soft but firm squeezing your dick, don't they? They love cocks. They love when you play with my pierced nipples too. Oh wow, they're so sensitive. They feel so good. Really, get rough with them. Seriously, I love it when a big dominant man with a big strong dick abuses my body. Use me. Pinch them, pull them, slap my boobs. Oh yes, thank you. Don't stop. You're gonna make me come from just fucking my tits. You ever see a bimbo so horny she comes from a titty fucking? You're about to. Please use my big slutty tits and come all over. Come on, my titties in my veins. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you for all the yummy cummy mess. Thank you for the pills that make me so happy. Oh, almost forgot, I'm all out of my pretty pink pills. Permanent? I'm permanent? But I'm not ready for a baby. Oh, right, that's pregnant. What's the thing you said? So I'll be like this forever? I don't need the pills? Oh yay, I'm so happy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, but can I have some anyway? My roommate keeps saying how she's worried about me and she seems really sad. I know these pink pills will make her happy again. They worked for me.